Now, for the official National Weather Service forecast for Natrona County. Rest of today, mostly sunny and breezy. Near steady temperature around 60. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 35 miles an hour. Tonight, clear. Lows around 40. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour, becoming west after midnight. Sunday, sunny. Highs in the lower 70s. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunday night, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 40s. Southwest winds around 10 miles an hour. And now the extended forecast. Monday and Monday night, clear. Highs in the upper 70s. Lows in the lower 40s. Tuesday and Tuesday night, clear. Highs around 80. Lows in the mid 40s. Wednesday through Thursday night, mostly clear. Highs in the upper 70s. Lows in the mid 40s. Friday and Friday night, partly cloudy. Highs in the lower 70s. Lows in the lower 40s. You're listening to NOAA Weather Radio, the voice of the National Weather Service, serving Eastern Natrona and Converse counties, and originating from the National Weather Service office in River 10. Current weather conditions at 1 p.m. At Casper, it was fair. The temperature was 64 degrees, and the relative humidity 31%. The wind was west at 22 miles an hour, gusting to 28. The pressure was 30.05 inches and falling. At Douglas, it was partly sunny. The temperature was 64 degrees, and the relative humidity 31%. The wind was northwest at 29 miles an hour, gusting to 41. The pressure was 30.00 inches and falling. Around central and eastern Wyoming. At Sheridan, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 62. At Gillette, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 56. It was fair, with a temperature of 68 at Torrington, 64 at Cheyenne, 59 at Laramie, and 58 at Rawlins. At Buffalo, it was fair. For western Wyoming, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 53 at Jackson, 55 at Cody, and 57 at Worland. It was fair, with a temperature of 62 at River 10, 62 at Lander, 54 at Rock Springs, and 56 at Evanston. Across the region, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 55 at Billings, and 60 at Rapid City. It was fair, with a temperature of 74 at Denver, and 68 at Salt Lake City. Once again, at Casper it was 64 degrees under fair skies. Once again, at Douglas it was 64 degrees under partly sunny skies. Highway temperature and wind reports across Interstate 25 at 1 p.m., going south from Casper. At Casper, the wind was west at 22 miles an hour, gusting to 28, the temperature was 64 degrees. At Deer Creek or exit 165 near Glen Rock, the wind was north at 23 miles an hour, gusting to 33. At Douglas, the wind was northwest at 29 miles an hour, gusting to 41. At Bordeaux or exit 70 south of Wheatland, the wind was west at 30 miles an hour, gusting to 44. At Whittaker, which is near exit 29 north of Cheyenne, the wind was northwest at 33 miles an hour, gusting to 44. At Cheyenne, the wind was west at 17 miles an hour, gusting to 36, the temperature was 64 degrees. Highway temperature and wind reports on Interstates 25 and 90 at 1 p.m., going north from Casper. At Casper, the wind was west at 22 miles an hour, gusting to 28, the temperature was 64 degrees. At 20 Mile Hill or 20 miles north of Casper, the wind was northwest at 18 miles an hour, gusting to 30. At Buffalo, it was sunny. The wind was north at 16 miles an hour, gusting to 26. The pressure was 30.01 inches and rising. At Sheridan, the wind was northwest at 21 miles an hour. The temperature was 62 degrees. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for western and central Wyoming. Day 1, this afternoon and tonight. Low temperatures between 28 and 32 degrees are forecast for the far west valleys and basins. Days 2 through 7. Sunday through Friday. Tuesday and Wednesday, elevated fire weather conditions possible over central and southern portions due to warm, dry, and breezy conditions. Spotter Information Statement. Weather spotters are encouraged to report significant weather conditions according to standard operating procedures. You are listening to NOAA All Hazards Radio Station WXM-47, the official voice of the National Weather Service, with a transmitter located on Casper Mountain, on the frequency of 162.400 MHz, originating from the National Weather Service office in River 10. You may also obtain National Weather Service warnings and forecasts on the internet at weather.gov.